have the tax increase and he's cooperate and he's money. Tell him that's what I was trying to say. I get a tax bill. The biggest argument I had for tax increase was Bill Martin's statement.
Yeah, that's right. It was the strongest.
Well, I mean, though, he had something to trade us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's what we ought to tell the bankers.
Yeah.
This little son of a gun that the bankers, he denounced us today, the head of the bankers.
Charlie Walker.
He ought to have been, I ought to have it last year. Damn one of them for it last year.
No, I told you, I'm writing a book on that, and I'm going to get somebody to write a good long article when I get the material all collected. I'm going to use it in my testimony when they hit me, but I can't do it at the length it needs to be done. I will write up the memorandum on the budget. I think that's the thing that they're going to clobber us most with. I have a feeling that the Republicans are a bit of a spot on this tax proposal.
Now, you got these deficits pretty well in mind, haven't you?
Yes.
We're right on the nose now.
Yes.
And then I'd sure get the deficits we had in Korea and the deficits we had in World War II. And I thought that was awfully potent stuff about the percentages in the Consumer Price Index in World War II with OPA.
I did too.
And with Korea.
I thought that was a bit, and the fact that without controls we had done better than either one of them. I thought that was one of the most appealing to certainly the business community lines in the whole thing. I talked to Wilbur a little while ago. I went down to visit with him a while. He says he wouldn't rush to get a message up there, a tax message. He'd take that a little bit in stride, wait till the budget was in, and he was well underway on his Social Security stuff, and he didn't see any reason to break our necks in getting a tax message up. He'd give it a little time. Do you have any feeling about that?
That's right. I'd just give it again what you want, what you do. I'm afraid that he's going to try to kill it. I thought Burns was for it, but Burns came out today, and it didn't sound very good. Johnny Burns.
We've got some tax tables over here, which the press is clamoring to find out what the impact of this thing is. Would you want to see those before we release them?
What do they show? What's the effect of it?
Well, Table 1 shows the effect of a proposed tax increase of 3% in 67 and 67 and 6% in 68, which does not apply to single returns of $1,000 or less and taxable income of joint return. Now, what it shows, I'm looking now for the single individual, that for the fellow who has a $2,000 wage income and pays today pays an extra $5 in 67 taxes. That increases his tax as a percent of income 0.2%. Now, as you go up the scale in income, you go up the scale in the tax increase as a percent of income, which is the way it should be. In other words, the rich pay more. And finally, a $35,000 wage income fellow who pays nearly $12,000 in taxes, pays $349, and he pays his tax increases percent of his income is 1%. So it goes from 0.2% for the lowest income fellow affected to 1% for the highest. Similar figures on a similar scale for 68. Of course, it's double.
Yeah, send that over and then go and give it to him there if you want to. But you get Bowman and them to go look and do some extra man now. You may have to do some extra work around here for other people.
I've already got him underway on that.
Okay.
All right.